worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
One. And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Fill me with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah, so great.
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Her back! Her back! Her back! And she's back! It's Kara! She's in the house!
Okay, yeah. She's back. Back again with her back. Kara's back with her back.
Problems again. Welcome to a freak accident. We are four hosts on the show and all four present once again. Kara was earlier than she's ever been in all of history.
I know.
Yeah, I'll share my scheme in a minute. But first, our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And our email, if you'd like to reach out, is freaks@afreakaccident.com. As mentioned, four hosts, Crisco, Lazy E, Kara, and Mickey, all in the house.
I do have a question for Mickey.
What is that, Lazy E?
Mickey, what do you call a cow with with three legs?
Cow with three legs?
No, lean beef. What do you call a cow with no legs?
Steak.
Ground beef. What do you call a cow with two legs?
I have no idea.
Your mother.
Her mother listens too.
That's so good.
Yeah, she probably thought that was really funny. Yeah. So yeah, welcome to the show. A great one lined up today. Kara, yeah, so Kara's whole thing is she's got some kind of family function to get to tonight because her family is dead set on ruining this show because they keep scheduling crap
on Wednesdays.
She's supposed to be here. And but the funny thing is, I guess, you know, there was some kind of understanding. You're going there right after here, but her whole thing is she's like, I need to be out of here at X time.
Right.
So, like, in order to start on time, she came way early. So now I'm thinking I'm just going to work with her family to devise some new stupid thing that she needs to go to, like, right after the show every week. So she'll be here super early.
I love how way early for me is like four minutes. Yeah.
Considering
so embarrassing.
Considering your track record, it really is.
It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, that's like standard arrival time for an average person. It's like 5 minutes early.
That carries over into all my life functions. Like all my sisters, even my sisters' in-laws know I have my own set of time. I had a meeting today for work. It was at 2:00. I got there at 2:03. You know, like the responsible stuff to do. People need to know.
Yeah.
If you want me there early,
people
stay much earlier time.
You know, people really freak out with regard to work when things don't happen on time. Like with your jobs, like this meeting was supposed to start at X time, or you were supposed to be punched in at XYZ. And like my whole thing is always, and I've said this for years, no job, with the exception of the jobs where you're literally holding someone's life in your hands. So like doctors, nurses, firefighters, emergency medical transport, these people, maybe power plant workers, because, you know, without them, there's no lights. Those people, their jobs are important and punctuality matters. Literally everything else doesn't matter.
No.
Doesn't matter if you're on time, 5 minutes late, 3 minutes late, 2 minutes early. It doesn't make a difference. The mutants are going to come. The things are going to happen whether you're there exactly on time or not. So, the insistence on exact punctuality with some of these places is weird to me.
Some people just get, like, a little upset about it because they feel like and I get this, because when I'm late, I'm kind of being rude, like, inconsiderate of their time and what they have plans to do and all that kind of stuff. And I'm sorry for it. I mean, I am sorry for it.
But you do nothing to solve it.
Right. Correct.
Okay.
I just know that I'm sorry for it in advance.
There's also like levels of being late though.
Yeah.
Like I think like beyond 10 minutes, that's like, okay, what's going on here? But like anything under 10 minutes, like on occasion is like reasonable to like not freak out
about. But it's not occasion on her.
Right.
She just explained it's everything.
It's all the time. And in some cases it's like 15 minutes or longer. Like I always love those messages. Guys, I'm so going to be late. And yeah. she's here like 20, 25, yeah. 30 minutes late. And Lazy E's like, she literally left a half hour before I did. Like, I don't know how this happened.
I really don't know how that happens. I really don't.
And
know.
I hate it because I work with her. I become like the one who should have had a leash on her. It's like, where is she? I don't know.
Yeah.
I had to put a bell on you.
I know what the problem is. You have ADHD.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You also have back problems. What
oh
the heck happened
gosh.
There?
She's getting older.
Know.
What position was it, first of all?
Okay.
Wendy.
Yeah, I know. I listened to that segment like 3 times laughing and almost threw my back out again.
Oh,
but
was it the Turkish tornado? Was that the position?
The worst part about the entire back situation was it wasn't even anything exciting. It was...
Oh, that's a real insult to golfers.
No, I woke up in the morning.
Feeling like P. Diddy?
Yeah. I woke up in the morning feeling like I felt like I had a belt of spikes on. It was terrible.
Belt of spikes.
It would have been more interesting if you would have just said, yeah, we were fooling around with a belt
of
spikes.
I wish I did say that, but I woke up, I tried to sit up, and it was just, the pain was in my back, but also like in my front. So I got kind of nervous because I thought, oh no, what if it's like an organ that's about to explode?
I thought you were
going to
say something else. Well, it had organ.
You started with organ. He's a horrible person with filthy pants.
No, I thought, what if something's about to explode and I'm going to die? I need to go to the emergency room.
Something was about to explode. You know what I mean?
All the words. I'm picking all the wrong words.
Yep.
But
what else is new?
Yeah, baby, it's so good.
So I ended up needing assistance. I couldn't like move myself, so my dad actually came over and helped pick me
ride
up.
Ride the rocket.
Now we're getting disgusting.
That
was wrong
time.
Bad
timing with that. So they ended up, I was going to like, I.
Was it awkward when he had to take the leather straps off?
It was really weird. Yeah, that was the worst part.
The gag.
But I couldn't.
Hang on, let me take this ball gag out.
Oh my God. I couldn't even like just move myself to get to the car. So I ended up calling the doctor and he's like, if it's that bad, maybe call an ambulance. And then I felt stupid because I didn't think it was bad enough for an ambulance.
You just told us you couldn't move.
It was bad. I couldn't move. But also like in my mind, I had to keep saying to myself, it's a nerve. And my like, you know, when the nerve, like when
mind over matter.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You just think good thoughts and it'll go away.
That's what I did. I'm like, this isn't real. Like my body's not falling.
It's
apart.
Not it's real.
Very real. Well, it was real, but I kept saying to myself, your body's not going to fall apart. No bones are broken. Just it hurts because it hurts. Just let it go. It's going to hurt. Just get yourself where you need to go and you'll be fine. And it was horrible. Bless you.
Bless you.
And I got where I needed to get. And my doctor was like, yeah, this is pretty bad. And I had sciatica years ago. I don't know if I was on the podcast when I had the sciatica. I was going to physical therapy. I don't think so. I think that was before that. But I went to physical therapy for like a year because I had sciatica for like a long time. But that was on the other side of my body. This now was down the right side. My leg would go numb completely. And I'd be like, oh, whoa, I can't feel my leg. And I'd have to like move it around. So here we ended up finding out that it is my L4.
That was it.
It was my L4, L5. Area there, and the sacroiliac joint is just basically inflaming the nerve that runs through the joint. And I acutely was able to take pain pills and steroids and muscle relaxants to try to just at least get myself to be not.
She's been taking steroids. She's also wrestling
so
Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
So buff right now.
I love how you had to doll yourself up to do it acutely. Oh, couldn't do it ugly.
Right. And I can't focus. This is why I tell bad stories.
No, and I'm not the reason you tell bad stories. I'm not around every time.
I actually listened to myself talking, thinking, when are you going to stop? Like, that's what I'm thinking. When is
so
the story going to be over? Anyway, so I do have a prescription. I got x-rays, multiple x-rays. I had to go back for more x-rays. And I have a prescription for physical therapy. My doctor said I probably should go to a chiropractor.
Yeah,
and
I've never
been to one, and I'm scared for that.
They're good.
I know, but the sound.
Here's the thing. I'm actually looking for a chiropractor myself, so we should be twinsies and go together.
What if we show up together, arm in arm?
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be so cute. Maybe we'll get a discount.
Maybe. 2 for 1?
Yeah.
You crack my back, I'll crack hers? Is that how that works?
No. Please don't crack my back.
That's what they do there.
I know. And then I'm also, actually, you know what I'm worried about?
He should smash our backs together to straighten them out. That'd
my
be
back,
great.
But also my neck. I'm my back.
She's getting close.
I'm worried about how they crack your neck at a chiropractor.
You're afraid they're going to kill you.
Yeah, I'm afraid they're going to actually crack my neck.
They've perfected the technique. They know how it works.
It's unless also, they hate you.
You also can't kill someone by twisting their head like that. That's an action movie thing that's not real.
It'll be real because you just told me it's not real. It'll be like, yeah, that one
like
girl.
The nerve.
It'll
right.
be like Alanis Morissette's songs. Like, you know, she never went to a chiropractor. And then all of a sudden she went and then she died.
Yeah. It's just like the nerve. It's yeah. it's all mind over matter stuff.
Yeah.
Kara believes in tulpas. Fine. It's okay.
My doctor told me that I was correct to be like, well, my bones aren't broken. So it is just pain and you have to just get past it, like, to get myself there. He was, like, impressed by that.
Yeah.
Because I'm so impressive.
Did they put any, did they stick any needles in there?
No, but he told me if this doesn't work, like, if I don't see a chiropractor or go to physical therapy and the pain doesn't get better, that would be my next thing.
If this is
gonna, really nothing else.
You're going to need to start probably doing, like, yoga at mm-hmm. minimum regularly to stretch your spine.
I like yoga.
Yeah.
I used to do the hot yoga all the time. I like that.
Yeah, it's good for you.
I have to do the slow yoga, though, like the Bikram. I can't do vinyasa because that makes my back feel worse.
You're speaking Greek.
I'm speaking.
I can't do the vinyasa.
Is it Hindu?
Whatever
or
language that is. But I've done it. I mean, because Bikram is like slower. There's slow, controlled movements that you hold for a long time. Vinyasa, it's
switch,
actually really hard.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah,
it's
yeah, there's like, a lot of transitions not, and
right.
stuff like that.
And that's hard on my back. So I just, that one's not the one to do. But
that's the one you should be doing, though, because it's well, range of motion and it's like you're stretching everything.
Just start
twisting,
slow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so slow. I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, right now I'm at least able to wake up and get where I need to go and.
I know what this is leading to. She's like, you know what yoga I'm going to do? The one that starts in corpse pose and you just sleep for 20 minutes. And then you leave corpse pose and go about your day. That's called
yeah.
a nap. That's
actually,
not yoga.
That one is good. And that one and the baby one. Or what is that pose?
Child pose.
Child pose.
Yeah.
Baby. The baby. Actually, happy baby is the one where you keep your legs open.
It's also happy husband.
So
where's that music?
Yeah. Well, happy golfer.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, I mean, it
it's
hurts.
Called the hole in one.
You know, I'm. My back hurts. It's uncomfortable. I do have a prescription for just ibuprofen 800s now that I'm allowed to take up to 3 times a day.
Oh, there's our Super Bowl bet. Go to the chiropractor.
No.
I thought you were going to say take your bottle of ibuprofen 800s.
But that's my story. There's really no, like, big grand finale to it or anything like that.
I wasn't expecting there to be, frankly.
No.
Mickey, you are incredibly brightly dressed. The other day, she had a very positive post on Facebook. So who are you and what happened to the other Mickey?
Hasn't changed.
She's like, good morning, have a great day. I'm like, were you hacked?
Who is this?
If you scroll to the rest of my page, I used to do that like probably once a month at least.
Like, hacker's got Mickey's Facebook.
Yeah. Somebody's
that's what she said, yeah.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers type stuff going on here. But yeah, like you're wearing like real bright, like, you know, vibrant colors. Normally you're dressed like Joe Pesci in Home Alone. So I guess I'm just confused.
I own like 20 pieces of brightly colored clothes. Maybe I just don't wear them on Wednesdays very often.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I feel like I've seen this one before because I like the color of it.
Yeah.
But like even like the under thing is like bright
you're
orange.
Right. You're right.
And yellow.
The under thing.
Yellow?
Yeah, is that like yellow?
It's like tied. I think it's just faded.
It just looks like yellow because it's near the orange, I guess.
Sure.
It's tie-dye.
Yeah, between all this and...
I haven't bought new clothes in like 3 years, so I've definitely owned all of these pieces and definitely worn them.
I mean, okay, you know, that's you can gaslight me all you want. I know what my eyes see every week.
Damn.
You know what my eyes see? A new tattoo.
Yeah, I did. I got my tattoo. It's amazing.
Pretty amazing.
Maybe we'll share a picture of it on the Instagram, but... I don't know, or maybe we'll wait, because right now it's at, like, the peeling stage.
The Instagram.
I did just say that.
On the World Wide Web, too, probably.
Yeah, as I'm surfing the net later.
Dial up and get on there.
Right now, it's peeling, so it's in like the healing stage. So maybe like I don't know. We'll wait until
there. He goes getting distracted again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it's he
told
did.
You. It's his ladybug.
My yep. artist did incredible work.
He did.
Yeah, this thing is awesome. I'm really, really happy with it. I mean, like I said, it took 8 hours to do, which was like an endurance test for my butt.
Wait.
What did he do?
It was very involved. So, yeah, play the music.
Just keep that right there.
There was candles and...
music.
And oil. There was music, actually. But yeah, it was like we kept having to take breaks because he was getting tired.
Play it again.
Now you're a man.
Yeah. But no, it was interesting. A lot of people, like, I don't know what I was expecting, and I had a lot of people asking me, like, you know, how was it compared to what you thought it was going to be? Like, the experience of actually getting tattooed, and I don't know what I was expecting. Hello Nurse has gotten a bunch. Like, she, like, gets, like, an endorphin rush from getting a tattoo done, so, like, it, like, excites her. I know people have said that that can happen.
Sure.
Other people have said, like, oh, it's a good pain. Like, it's like you get a high off of it. Other people have said it's like, no, it's legitimately painful. It's like, I didn't really have any expectation. For me, though, it was just more irritating than anything, especially after 8 hours. Like, you're at, like, hour 7.5, and you're like, oh, my God, I just want this to be over with. Because it's just, it feels like, to me, it felt like, 1,000 tiny little rug burns, like just over and 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 over again for 8 hours, like all up and down the length of my arm. Because that's the thing, it covers. I got it. Mm-hmm. It's a lot bigger than I was initially, like when I had conceived it in my mind, I was thinking it was probably just going to cover like a small, like the small area. Mm-hmm. And then he drew it up and he put the stencil on and I was like, I like that. Like, yeah. I like how big it is because it takes up like almost from the elbow down to the wrist.
I don't think he could have gone smaller with it. Like, we were talking before about the thin... Oh, don't even. We were talking about the thin lines. That's probably why he ended up going that size.
Yeah, because of the amount of detail. Yeah. And it is really detailed.
It is.
Like, it's incredible. His shading is unbelievable. And that's the thing. Like, it's... This wasn't, like, you know, I was very set on getting something truly artistic done. Not just, like, one of those... You know, something
tribal tattoos,
or the kind of thing where it literally looks like it came out of one of those quarter dispenser machines. You know, the temporary tattoo, only permanent. Like, I wasn't looking for something like that. Like, I really wanted something that would stand out and be, you know, a bit of artistic expression. And he killed it.
And that's your first tattoo, right?
It is. Yeah. There's going to be more. I've got a lot more planned. I'm hoping to go back to him again. Now he's booked out very, very far, and I kind of wasn't, like, originally I remember him saying, because I knew I wanted to get a lot, but I was thinking to myself, like, I really knew I wanted this one, and I was like, well, let's see how I actually like it before I go and, like, book 15 more appointments for, like, the sleeve that I want to get. But I'm definitely going to get more, and I'm hoping, but the thing is, like, he's so in demand because he's so good that I got to wait a while. But I'm okay with that.
But it gives you time to think through what else you want.
Right, yeah, and really iron it out in my mind. I mean, because that's going to be what I want to do is, like, not necessarily a single unified design. It's going to be a bunch of kind of patchwork things leading up the arm. So he's going to need to sit down with me to figure out how he's going to lay it all out to work it all together. But in the meantime, there are other tattoos that I want to get that are just kind of cartoony and stupid that I don't mind going to, like, a place that just does cartoony style like tattoos. Like, I'm okay with that.
I think that's kind of important too, because each tattoo artist has their own style. So if you want that cartoony style, you want to go in an artist that, you know, advances in that.
Let's put it this way: I'm not going to ask Donovan to do SpongeBob on my arm. I'm going to go to somebody who does SpongeBob tattoos to get the SpongeBob tattoo I want.
So you have a tattoo, Mickey. You have tattoos.
Yep.
I have tattoos.
I don't.
Ooh,
Kara?
Super Bowl bet. Kara gets a tattoo if she loses.
I don't think I can. I don't think I could, like, decide on one and also where to put it, because it'll be one of those things where I'll put it somewhere and then, like, later on I'll look at it and go, oh my God, it should be this much more to the left. It should be this much. I should have actually put it on the other side. Oh, it just,
That's why you get them on your back. You can never see them.
But, you know, I don't know. I can't think of anything that I want to look at permanently.
We'll choose.
No.
Don't worry about it.
Absolutely, that
there you go.
Not
yeah, loser
happen.
Gets a tattoo. I think that's a great or winner.
And you know, for sure, not on like a Kansas City Eagles game. Like,
we should force her to get the name of the quarterback that wins tattooed onto her body somewhere.
Oh no, just me and you, Crisco. Give him thumbs up.
Yeah, there you go.
On your back.
Get the a freak accident logo. Tramp stamp. Done.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
There you go. I just gave you the best idea.
I don't think I could. I'm not.
You're not
going to
have a choice.
A
it's
tattoo.
Just going to be.
Then right after she gets it, we change the name of the show. Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, we change the logo to something different.
I don't think so. It's not a pain thing. It's just I'm indecisive. I just don't. I don't know.
Well, that was the whole thing with
enough.
This. Like, that's why I waited for my artist Donovan, because like I was really dead set on it being really well done, it looking really good. Like, I wasn't going to go to just anybody. Like, there are places I could have just walked into, be like, give me this, you know, and they would have just slapped it on there and it would have looked like crap. But, you know, I wanted somebody who was really an artist who was going to take their time and do something unique. And I got that, you know, and that was the thing. But I wasn't going to skimp. That was more the thing for me. It wasn't like, it wasn't that I didn't know what I wanted. I knew what I wanted, but it had to be at the level that I'd be willing to look at on my body for the rest of my life.
Sure.
You know, it couldn't look like a prison tattoo.
How many tattoos do you guys have?
I have two.
How many do you have?
Just two.
Oh.
You only have two?
The one on my back is huge.
Well, I know that, but that's still surprising. So it's just the back and the one on your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I drew both of them.
Huh.
Oh, that's cool. You drew them. So that's like, you know, you like that because it's yours.
I drew them out. I knew what I wanted. I knew where I wanted them placed. So that's kind of how I've been doing.
Kara should actually get no regrets.
Oh.
Like, I love that idea.
Unironically.
No.
Mm-mm. No?
I don't think so.
Oh, come
there's
on.
So many good ideas.
And you want to know what's weird? When I was a teenager, like 15, 16, 17, I'm like, when I'm 18, I'm going to get a tattoo. I want a tattoo. That's what I'm going to do. And then as I get closer to 18, I'm like, I'm not sure what I want yet. Oh, I don't know. And then it was like, well, if I got something, what would it be? Ooh, let me think. And then it got to the smaller.
Well, then it was like the bicentennial.
Yeah.
And you're trying to figure that out.
Like, who did tattoos back then, you know?
Yeah.
And
might as well get it my favorite president, Franklin D. Roosevelt.
But then I started thinking, like, maybe on, like, the inside of my finger, like a small thing, like, that you don't really see. And it's just, like, there for myself if I want to go meet and, like, peek at it with my fingers. And then I thought, well, wait, no. Because then what if I want to move it or whatever? And then, so it's been.
What are we talking about
year,
again?
20,
is this tattoos or something else?
25
I don't
years
know.
Of not being able to decide on a tattoo.
Do you even have any piercings?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just my ears.
Is it just one in each ear?
No, I have two in each ear, and I used to have my cartilage pierced, but I took that out when I got married.
Wow.
I had it for like maybe 15 years or something.
She
like
was
that.
Too mature for that after she put
it was just a pain to like.
Piercings are a pain in the butt to take care of.
Yeah.
It was. It was just a pain.
Yeah.
So, but I'm the only. Sister that has my ears pierced. My other sisters don't even have their ears pierced.
Babies.
And therefore no tattoos and all that. Yeah. But so I mean, I'm like the rebellious one because I got ear piercings. The cartilage one was like, whoa!
What a freak.
Yeah. So
we've lost our daughter to the devil.
There was a time period where I hung out with people that had their tongue pierced,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, "I'm gonna get my tongue pierced." And that only lasted about a summer, and then I realized, "No, I'm not gonna do that."
No.
So, and it didn't happen. Obviously, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a show today that's filled with ridiculousness.
Regerts.
Yeah, there's gonna be plenty of regerts when we figure out our Super Bowl bet. In addition to some of the other prop bets that are going on this year, we will discuss
some crazy ones.
Oh, there's some wild ones. All right. We've got a retired woman who can't get men to stop showing up at her house for hanky panky.
It's not me.
You're not retired.
That's not why my back hurts.
We've got a listener active, which was pretty well received, I think. We got a lot of activity on it. We asked you what song you consider to be an absolute masterpiece.
That was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's some complaints about the new Squid Game reality TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get to that all on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident fueled by Parler Beverages.
Parler is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you'll ever gulp down. But Parler isn't just soda. It's a lifestyle.
Their rock and roll beverages feed off the nostalgia of yesteryear, are edgy and experimental, and they have something for everybody with three delicious and unique flavors available now: root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
So yesterday was my brother-in-law's birthday, and we had root beer at the house. Woo-hoo! And I brought a six-pack of Parler to share with everybody. My niece was like, oh, I want to have some root beer. So we opened the bottle. She loved it. They were so excited about the bottle. And she kept telling me how this root beer was the best root beer she ever tasted. Man, where'd you get this root beer?
Damn right, kid.
Yeah.
Damn
so,
right.
I mean, if little kids don't lie. So no, they do not. It's got to be the best root beer ever.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you got to stop whatever you're doing and go to drinkparler.com right now to order yourself the best freaking root beer and some banging merch for yourself. Parler ships anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to you wherever you are. And right now, listeners of A Freak Accident can get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, FREAK, for 20% off at drinkparler.com.
Parler Beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where A Freak Accident continues all day, every day. Visit AFreakAccident.com and click on Connect.
It is about that time.
Football.
The Super Bowl is this weekend.
Yeah.
Very exciting. I guess we'll get into who we're going to be pulling for when we get to the end of the segment.
Yeah.
When it's time to actually figure out what this bet is going to be between us that we do every year. Which reminds me, I still need to edit and post a video of last year's punishment from last year's bet. So.
Was it last year or 2 years ago?
It was last year.
Yeah,
when,
it was
when you
last
ripped
year.
The okay. hair out of our noses.
Oh my God, that's right. I was just going to ask you what it was. I remember now.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you believe that the hot chip was 2 years ago already?
That was...
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Time flies.
That does not feel like it was that long ago. No. I can remember eating that chip
vividly. She can still feel the taste in her mouth. But yeah, so the Super Bowl is this weekend, and we got the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, where is the game actually taking place?
Arizona.
Okay. So... a lot of isn't there a whole thing too where like there's two brothers?
Yeah,
playing
the
against
Kelsey
each other?
Brothers,
right?
And then the big thing is it's the Andy Reid Bowl because he coaches Kansas City, but he also coached the Eagles forever.
Yeah,
so interesting.
So that should be interesting.
This is like one of those interesting stories. Yeah,
they always try to build one.
Yeah, yeah.
Rihanna's performing at halftime.
Who cares?
A lot of people apparently care.
Well, yeah, the people that don't watch the game are interested in Rihanna,
right?
The people that watch that are watching the game are not interested in Rihanna.
But I'm interested in both.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Liar.
Yeah.
No, for this, I'm telling the truth.
The problem is nothing's going to top last year's Super Bowl. That or the halftime show. That was great.
Oh, the rap one?
Yeah.
That was really good.
All the 90s acts and everything else. Mm-hmm. That was like the whole point was like, yeah, our generation of music was way better than the current one.
Yeah, that was good.
What do you want me to say?
You're right.
Yeah, there have been some good, I mean... There have been some good halftime shows.
Why are you laughing?
I thought of something else. It has nothing to do with this.
The Prince halftime show was phenomenal years back. That was like a while ago already when he was still alive. Obviously, they didn't wheel his corpse.
Yeah.
They were swinging him around on marionette strings.
Yeah, he was still alive then, in case anybody was wondering.
Yeah. I liked the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake one. Even though her boob showed.
Yeah, the mistake.
Yeah,
it ripped off so easily. That was totally a mistake.
Ripped off easily, and she had like a little thing covering the bit, right?
She was just ready to go for some reason.
Yeah, that was awfully.
That's why it was good.
Fortuitous. Anyway.
It was funny.
There's a bunch of prop bets associated with the Super Bowl every year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, these are specifically... Because the whole thing is there's a lot of gambling that goes on as it relates to the Super Bowl. This is the weird stuff where people bet on anything they possibly can to
if
try
you
and
bet,
score a win.
If you bet on these, you probably should call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mm.
Right. You have a problem.
If you live in Pennsylvania, I think every state has their own gambling support line. Mm. But in Pennsylvania, it's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Did you see... what they have? This has nothing to do with gambling, but they have, for the Super Bowl, the Tostitos bag.
What?
That you blow in it and it tells if you're intoxicated or not, if you should drive.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say this right now. If you're blowing in a Tostito bag, you don't drive.
Yeah, you've already made some terrible... you,
I think that's the answer.
Yeah. Once you start blowing in that bag, it's over. Yeah.
You're the kind of person that makes poor decisions. You probably shouldn't have a license, just in general. But these are some of the prop bets for this year's Super Bowl, according to Sports Illustrated and sportsbetlistings.com.
Ooh.
So if you're the gambling type and you feel like throwing away your savings or your pension or whatever it is of this sort of garbage, you could bet on these things like the length of the national anthem. This is one that they do every year.
Yeah, they usually it's an over under like
Who's
3 minutes.
Singing? It's a country guy.
Question. Oh God.
It's Kenny Chesney? Ugh. It's some kind of country guy.
It's going to be long.
It's going to be unnecessarily long because he's going to like really lean into it. Yeah. And yeah.
It's usually over 3 minutes, under 3 minutes.
He's probably going to stop and preach a sermon halfway through to some light jazz. It's going to be wild.
Chris Stapleton.
Oh, okay. He's kind of rock.
Yeah, you're right. He's like country
Chris
rock.
Stapleton is one of the very few country artists that I can say I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I like his voice, that raspy voice.
All his pictures are always him with his guitar like this, like making a rock move. Every picture I've ever seen of him.
That's what he demands.
Yeah. Every picture I've ever seen is him making like an Elvis-y, holding up my guitar with a rock face move.
Yeah.
And that's what he looks like.
Nobody can see that.
I know. Mm-hmm. Well, you can hear it.
So will it be over 2 minutes and 5 seconds or under? 2 minutes and 5 seconds.
Are we giving
Definitely
guesses?
Definitely over.
I'm going to say under.
I want to say under, too.
I'm going to go with the under. That seems like the better money payout.
Yeah, maybe. He strikes me as more the kind of guy who would probably respect the original like cadence of the song as opposed to somebody who's going to hijack it for stupid purposes.
It's going over.
You think it's going over? Okay. All right.
Mm.
The length of the word brave, specifically in the national anthem.
Well, they're heavy on the national.
Why brave? Wouldn't free be the one? Because that's the one that they.
Brave. No, that's not the.
That's the one they hold.
The one they hold.
Yeah.
Free, you mean land of the free?
That's what she just said.
She said land of the brave.
No, I said land of the brave.
Whatever.
Wait, no,
land of the brave. I'm trying to think of which note they normally
and
hold.
Then home of the
brave.
That's right. It's the end.
Some of them do that, but free is really the one that they usually hold.
Yeah, because that's when everybody gets up and goes, yeah!
Right.
Yeah, cause nobody hears the last couple words of the song, which is probably why Mickey was confused as to what they are.
I'm sorry. Have you seen my TikToks? I don't remember half of the lyrics to anything.
You're a real good singer, though. I got to give that to you. You're awesome.
Yeah, we just heard it.
Yeah, we know. Oh, my God. She's like,
She's super confident.
I'm not.
And humble.
Yeah. Will it be over 5 seconds or under is the question on that.
5 seconds.
That's a long time. 5 seconds is a long time.
It's going to be over.
Will there be a scoring drive that is shorter than the national anthem?
Ooh, that's good.
Ooh, that is a good one.
I don't think so.
Explain.
Like,
so,
go ahead. If you were the length of the national anthem, will it take a team less time to score a touchdown?
Okay,
or a
gotcha.
Field goal?
Gotcha. Okay.
But no.
That's actually a good one, though.
I don't think that will happen.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
With these two teams, it's hard to say.
It is hard to say because they're fast-moving teams.
Are
but
they both defensive teams?
They both have good defenses, too.
Okay.
So I don't know. So it could go either way.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Will a player record an octopus?
Hmm. What?
And I know
it's
football.
It's when the same player who scores a touchdown also scores a 2-point conversion.
Oh.
8 points.
Oh.
Get
octopus.
It?
Ha, 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 ha.
I don't think so.
You don't think you get it or you don't
I'm
think
gonna
it's going
to
happen?
I get it. I don't think it's going to happen.
I think it's going to happen.
You do?
Yeah. I'm going to say it's... I'm even going to go as far as saying it's Buffalo Bills' Stephon Diggs is going to do it.
Wait. The Buffalo Bills aren't playing.
That's right.
That's like
he's going to make it on the team. That's how crazy my bet
that,
is.
Is.
So
like,
it's going to be Travis Kelce.
Wait, play the implausible prognostication music for that.
Boom.
He had it ready to
now,
go.
Just for the record, despite what he's saying, it is 93% likely that it will not happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who determines that or what quacky science they use to come to that
math?
Number.
It's
they use
pro
math.
Football... Oh, what are they? I forget the name. I think it's called PFF. They do the stats.
Yeah.
And
but that's not determining likelihood.
Yeah, it is. The likelihood, they go through the history of football of
probabilities.
This stuff. Yeah.
The likelihood is 50-50.
Well, yeah, the likelihood.
They either run the play or they don't. So that's not likelihood. They're just saying, historically, this is what's happened. That doesn't determine likelihood for this game.
Well, I'm going to say it's Travis Kelce.
I thought you already said it was going to be what's his name.
Well, yeah, because he's not on the in the Super Bowl.
Oh, now he's getting, now he's going back.
Well, yeah, because that now guy he's can't, literally back. Can't play.
Listen, you're,
that's next year.
Your money's already on the table. You can't take it back.
Yes, I can.
It's not like chess where if you keep your thumb on it, you get to.
I have no money.
He keeps saying that. His fancy new Jeep says otherwise.
Yeah, fancy new Jeep. It's covered in mud right now because somebody drove in
front
of me.
Oh, he's got time to mud, though. Mm. Yeah.
I go mudding.
Will both Jason and Travis Kelce score a touchdown?
No.
Are they both, like, touchdown scoring players?
The Travis Kelce is.
Yeah.
Jason Kelce, I believe, is a defensive player.
Mm. Odds, according to this, are less than 1%, which, again, like, how do you determine that?
Well, just because I think you could go the determination of, I believe Jason Kelce's on the line.
Okay, but if he's on the line, that's the thing. So you'd have to tip a pass, he'd have to
or
catch
he would
it
have to get a fumble, right, quarterback.
Yeah, something to that effect. But that's the thing, though. How do you determine a specific number at that point? Like, what says 1%? Why not 3? Why not 7? Why not a fraction of a percent? Like, I don't understand where they get this data from where they can make a determination like that.
Smarter people than us.
They're not really making a determination. They're
pulling it out of their butt. They're not smarter than anybody.
Well, they're smarter than us, because guess what? They're making more money off of this than we are.
That's probably true.
It's poop.
Yeah, Jason is the center for the Eagles.
Yeah.
So he's not an eligible receiver.
He's not scoring.
Yeah,
he'd have to pick up a fumble and run it to the end zone to score a touchdown.
And that would take forever, because, like, centers are big and they run slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like a freaking building in motion. Like, they just run over everything. What song will Rihanna sing first in her halftime show?
I think
Shine Bright Like the Diamond.
No, let's see. She's going to start with... I think she's going to start with that one. S.O.S. Please someone help me. It's not healthy.
It's getting out of control. It's amazing.
And
it's
Mickey's a good singer.
It's always amazing to me that, like, she can't just stop. She has to keep going. So, like,
I'm okay with it.
I'm emboldened to see just how far it goes.
If I knew all the words, I would have continued, but I was just making noises.
Most people seem to think it's going to be Don't Stop the Music.
Please don't stop the music. That's that one.
I'm glad you know what song that is.
Thank you.
I had no idea.
Thank you for adding one word to it and then singing it. That's
well,
good.
You heard Mama Say Mama Sa No Not Musa. She has that Michael Jackson
song,
like,
behind it,
like,
yeah.
Thing in it. What? Are those the words? I don't know. I told you I don't know the words.
What color eyeshadow is Rihanna going to wear?
Silver.
What did you say?
Well, okay.
I said, why is this happening? Like, why?
Dude, there's so many questions I have.
I don't know.
Will she pick a wedgie? Yes.
She'll dance it out.
Yeah. Mama say it, mama say it.
What will quarterback for the Eagles, Jalen Hurts, throw first? A touchdown or an interception?
Or a tantrum.
Ooh, that's good.
Depends on if he throws an interception. And which Anheuser-Busch product will get the first commercial?
The one with the Clydesdales.
They're saying, like, Budweiser, Michelob Ultra, Organic Seltzer is another one.
Ooh,
yeah,
the
they
seltzer,
just put that out.
The seltzer
that just
might
sounds
make
disgusting.
It.
That sounds
it's
just
White
like
Claw.
Ugh. Here's the thing. I think it might be the seltzer just because that's the hot drink, and it's new for them. So, I think it might be the seltzer. So.
Seltzer, I hardly knew her. Well, that brings us to the end of this list here. There's way more. There's literally bets for everything. This was just a compiled list.
Mm.
So what is our bet going to be? So the rule is always we just pick who we think is going to win.
Right.
We don't do spreads. We don't do scores. We don't do any
easy
other
peasy
kind of. Yeah,
well, Kara does spreads when she's doing baby pose.
While she's hanging from the swing.
Oh. You know what
I mean? Anyhow, so we just pick the winner, and then whoever loses, in other words, whoever gets it wrong has to undergo some kind of punishment.
What is that?
So what are we going to do? So I was going to suggest this. Something involving bugs. Like, the loser has to have a bug crawl on them, or... They have to eat a bug or
something.
Oh,
my God. Oh,
gross.
No.
Oh, what if we got one of those actual, like, things from the Strange and Unusual shop that has a bug in it?
No.
I was going to say, I only have two of them. I bet you I can get my mother to send another one. We have two lollipops of the house that have centipedes in them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there
no,
it is.
No, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
And that's all the more reason to do
but
it.
But it's covered in sugar. So, I mean, you're not going to get the bug in your mouth immediately.
But I'm going to have to eat it till the bug gets in my
yes.
mouth?
I don't know.
No, I don't want to do that.
Okay, not that. What's the other idea?
I'm
here?
Definitely feeling that.
What's the other idea?
The other one was kind of lame. It was just going to be the cinnamon challenge. Remember that? You just take a spoonful of cinnamon and you try to eat it all?
In under so many, like a minute?
Yeah. It's just a
I would
stupid
do that.
Food
let's,
challenge.
Let's just do that.
The bug well, one
this is the lamest group of people I've ever
what?
Been around, man.
No,
they're not willing to take any kind of ridiculous risks or nothing. We almost destroyed our guts 2 years ago with that stupid Carolina Reaper potato chip, and you don't want to eat a bug?
No.
What if we just let a bug crawl on you?
No.
Even better.
Absolutely no.
We just have to capture a nasty and bring it
but
in
see,
here.
But see, that only affects Kara, because I think the rest of us don't care if a bug crawls
right.
on us.
No, I don't
yeah,
care.
You that's
care?
Right.
No.
Ha ha.
We just
yeah, like,
sure.
you have to remember, I'm the one in my house that has to catch spiders, because Murderer is afraid of them.
I at least appreciate that you catch them and set them outside.
I do. Yes.
I don't. They're then
you're in my territory.
Yeah, they're invading.
You're not paying taxes. You die.
Yeah, they invade the house.
They do not invade.
They're
the
intruders.
House.
They come back.
They're yeah. already in your house eating other bugs that would normally be crawling on you.
Anyway,
so
that's great. Just do it off to the side where I don't
can't
know
see
where you are.
Are.
Yeah.
yeah.
Do it under the couch where I never clean.
Just shh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to do the cinnamon challenge?
Cinnamon.
The cinnamon
Nobody else has any other better ideas?
I didn't have any
nothing?
Idea. I was just going to say the one chip challenge.
Kara, you had a week of laying straight flat on your back, staring at the ceiling to come up with something, and that's all you got? You got nothing?
Correct.
I you see, I was just going to say the one chip challenge again because I didn't do it.
That's true. You didn't.
Yeah.
You should just do it on your own.
No.
Do it for the radio station TikTok.
No. Because
just do it for yourself at the house alone one day.
Yeah, well, no, by myself. Yeah, that would be sad.
Proofreader comes home, he's laying on the ground.
Ah!
My God, Crisco didn't give me his prep secrets, and now I'm pooping fire.
That's right. I'm like a rapper. I'm spitting fire.
Fire and blood. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah in my butthole.
Sodom and Gomorrah is what they called me in high school.
You'll never what? Know why.
Are there other, like, weird challenges, like, besides cinnamon eating
I don't know.
Things?
I would say at this point, like, if somebody listening has another idea, freaks@afreakaccident.com or hit us up on social media. We asked. Nobody answered. People were just complaining that Lazy E's mad that the Bengals aren't in it, which
and
of
I
course
am.
He is. It's his team. Why
yeah.
wouldn't he be mad
well, yeah,
about
I'm
that?
Happy.
Yeah.
yeah.
yeah. So, but if you've got an idea, I mean, other than that, I guess it's just going to be the cinnamon.
The synonym challenge.
The
synonym.
Yeah.
It's like Worcestershire sauce.
9 fun Super Bowl bets to have with friends.
Oh!
You know, you can read that off mic, and if you find a better one, maybe we'll do that.
Nah, it's
not. So what is our bet?
What I thought it was. Who's going with what?
Oh, right. Yeah, we got to pick the winners.
Yeah, we probably should do that.
Oh, boy.
Wow, Mickey's on top of things.
Yeah, wow, you're better at this than I am. It's the show's yours now. Goodbye.
Nope.
So the... I don't know, man. This is tough because, like, I feel like I know what the answer would be.
Yeah.
But it's one of those weird things. Like, I just got a funny feeling that you can't definitively really say one or the other.
I know who I'm picking.
Who are you
Me
going
too.
With? You go first.
I'm going with the Eagles because Kansas City beat the Bengals.
So you want them? You don't want to say that you lost to the Super Bowl champions?
Nope.
I
hate them.
See, at least me, when the Vikings would lose to somebody in the playoffs, I would be pulling for that team because then at least I could say we lost to the champs.
Nope, because we were one step away. So if they beat the Eagles, that means the Bengals could have probably
beat
the
Eagles. You are such a sore loser.
You're damn straight.
I don't have enough information on either of these teams. Who were they kind of even throughout the year?
They're both real. The Eagles were really good this year, but Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
So they're
yeah. That is that is in fact his name. His
no,
name
but
is
I mean
Patty.
he's the best quarterback in the league. I can't
what
deny
team is
that.
He on?
I'm
the
going
chefs?
With the I'm going with the chefs because the I don't chefs. Like the Eagles.
I don't like the Eagles either.
Yeah.
I just feel like they've just been way too dominant this year.
Yeah, I'm going with the Eagles, 100%.
I'm picking the chefs.
We'll go girls against boys. I'll go with the chefs.
Okay, so again, we have this.
Yeah.
This hasn't happened for a number of years, but we've got the battle of the sexes here as well.
Yeah.
So
ding, ding, ding.
The chefs and Lazy E and I are both picking the Eagles.
The Eagles.
Yeah.
All
admittedly,
right.
The last couple of years when I've got, well, no, because last year.
Because two years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago. No, I didn't pick the Bengals.
You didn't?
I didn't lose.
Last year you did?
I know, I went against myself. I have never lost a Super Bowl bet on this show.
Well, then I'm definitely picking the Eagles.
Yeah, I've only lost Super Bowl bets on this show, so.
And Mickey, you're with her.
Sorry, Mickey.
I'm okay with that.
This could be the year. This could be the year.
And then we'll do the cinnamon challenge. Sure. Unless someone has a better idea.
Yeah. Cinnamon. I still think tattoos would be great. Up next on the show, a retired woman can't get people to stop showing up for sex. Why? Kara will explain.
Here's what listeners are saying about a freak accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
All right. NBC DFW.
What shoe company?
Dat Freaky World. He's reporting on this story.
Well, I'm glad we're going to the big news sources.
Yeah, baby. We could all be so lucky as this lady, a 66-year-old retired woman in northern Texas named Elaine.
Mm. Okay.
Already,
not Eileen.
I don't know why that popped me, but it did. Already, though, with that name, that ain't a sexy name.
No.
Elaine?
Unless you're a big Seinfeld fan.
Right, yeah. She can't get men to stop showing up at her house for sex.
Sex.
I like that you just have a random person saying sex.
It's Michael Scott.
Now, this also isn't a humble brag, because these are unwelcome visitors. So it's not like she's advertising something that these people are showing up for.
That she stopped doing.
Yeah, right. Like maybe, she had...
I've retired.
A Craigslist personal ad out, or you remember in the Weekender in the back pages, it would be like, sensual massage, and you'd be looking at it like, I don't feel good about this, even just reading it. But something like that, yeah. Like, she offered massage services.
And then services.
Something. Nothing like that at all. Elaine says the men have been showing up for the past year. At all hours of the day and night.
Nice.
Did she recently buy this house?
There have been at least 25 of them. Whoa. They're young, they're old, they're local, they've traveled.
Ooh, nice.
All kinds of men.
Okay.
I'm surprised women aren't involved in this. Like, if it's, because it's not like, you know, this kind of thing, if this is going a certain direction, like, it's only limited to one sex, I would assume, right?
It depends.
Anyway, she says she's figured out her address is being used in a scam.
Uh-oh.
It sounds like a naughty website gets the men to pay through Venmo for various services, and then it gives them her address.
Nice. Then this is what the guys sound like when they get there.
Sex.
She says they always say they're here for an appointment with Nikki.
Nice.
Mickey?
Don't look at me. Not in northern Texas.
You're not fooling anybody by changing one letter of your name.
How do you think I funded that restaurant that was open for a week?
Some say they're looking for Kelly. Now it's Rhonda, though. It's changed.
Ooh. Help me, Rhonda.
Now, Elaine is not afraid of confronting them and threatening them, though. Apparently, this is Texas.
Sure.
She probably comes to the door packing heat every single time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not expecting that doorbell to ring, you
die.
Yeah, right. Right. She says she appreciates that the local police are quick to respond when she calls, but they won't do anything other than shoo the men off. She's hoping the authorities will go after the scam that's sending them to her address and soon, but as of right now, this remains unresolved.
But I would put a big thing. You are being scammed. Do not ask for anybody.
Yeah.
Just right on the door.
No sex here.
Wait, that wasn't me.
No.
Wow, that was me. Sounded like me.
That was me doing
it. Didn't sound like my...
I'm glad that Kara thinks she and I sound so much alike.
My little weird laugh I did sounded like yours.
So, Mickey, why are you scamming these poor people?
Money.
Okay. Money. Well, she just admitted it, so there it is.
It's weird. There's gotta be a way to stop
You that. Were thinking, though, that probably someone formerly lived right. there who had contractual services mm-hmm. with perhaps some people mm-hmm. and maybe like something on a website or social media profile somewhere is not yet updated to reflect the fact that they don't live there anymore or whatever the case might be. I could see that.
Yep.
I could also see like maybe a typo for one of those sensual massage services. It says come to this. But it's in some skeevy magazine that's sold in truck stops, so they look at it.
How disappointed would you be if you you paid for sex, and you show up and you see that prune open the door?
She's only 66.
Yeah, but chances are she's probably pruned up.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
what if she's the best-looking 66-year-old you've ever seen?
I was going to say, I've
in
seen...
In 3 more years, she'll be the perfect age.
I've seen some smoking, retire-age right. people the last couple of years. You know, people who really take care of themselves. So, yeah, you don't know.
You like your women like you like your wine. Corked and smells like old grapes.
That actually sounds lovely. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, so that's unfortunate. Aww.
Well,
you think she wears the pens?
Depends.
She's not 90. She's 66.
Come to have sex.
Oh. What I would do is I would try to scam them out of more money. I'd be like, now at this point, you know they're coming. I'd be like, are you here for the regular or would you like to upgrade to the deluxe? Kindly Venmo this address, this money, and then I'd slam the door in their face.
Do you want dentures in, dentures out?
It's out of control. You're out of control, man. You're out of control.
That sucks, though.
Yeah, that would be really unfortunate. Yeah, because that's the thing. It's not like she just moved there. It's just somebody decided to randomly select an address.
And it was her house.
Yeah. So it could theoretically happen to any one of us.
Yeah.
So I'm saying I would just have a menu on the door, like asking them to upsell. And then I would have like a QR code to scan and just send me more money.
Yeah, I mean if you're just being bothered,
yeah,
might as well make money.
Well, obviously these people are dunces because they fell for this in the first place. So how hard could it conceivably be to fool them again?
And the worst ones are the ones that are flying there or traveling there.
Right.
If it's local and you're like, well, it's convenient, but if you're traveling there, do a little research.
Isn't it against the law to buy it?
Yeah,
it like, depends. Shouldn't they be getting arrested for
it depends
that?
Where.
Yeah, I was going to say that it does depend on the state.
Oh.
Does it actually need... So, wait, does it need to occur, though? Because other than that, like, you know, if somebody's just sending money for something that doesn't actually happen, like, is a crime actually committed?
Well, yeah, it's fraud.
Well, the crime is committed on behalf of the person who's defrauding them, I guess. But, like, my point is, Mickey's saying...
Oh, it doesn't matter, because that's how police get people in stings.
That's what I'm
as
saying.
As long as
like
you put up the money, you did it.
Yeah, once you've paid for
that's
the service,
like,
it doesn't matter if
I've heard, though,
that
a lot of those people end up, like, if they pursue that in court, in a lot of cases, they end up getting...
Dismissed.
They end up getting the charges dismissed because that's the thing. No crime has yet been committed. Like, you can argue you showed up here with the intent to commit a crime, but, like, the crime didn't happen. This isn't Minority Report. Like,
but
we're
if
not...
the crime is paying for it, it did happen. Not, like, the crime isn't performing the act. The crime is paying for the act.
Yeah, and you paid for it to happen.
But it didn't happen.
Doesn't matter.
You know what?
It's like buying drugs.
If you went to go buy sex and you got caught... Email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com.
No, I'm saying it's like buying drugs, like illegal drugs.
Right.
You buy them, that's the crime. You don't need to use them to get arrested for it. You've
already
purchased
them. That's
different.
That's possession you're talking about.
But it's just called something different. It's the same action. It's the same idea.
They have a bunch of things like conspiracy to commit felony and
intent to
distribute or something like
it
that.
It depends where it's like yeah. if it's illegal.
I think Nevada is legal, or at least in
some cities in Nevada.
They'll arrest the person that's trying to pick up the prostitute.
I would like to congratulate all of us on passing the bar exam. This is really incredible that it all happened at the exact same time. Very impressive, you guys.
Yeah.
But if there's any real lawyers out there who'd like to weigh in, freaksinafreakaccident.com, would love to hear your input.
Making stuff up.
Yeah.
Well, you see, if you go into court and then you say, these weren't my panties.
We'll put a disclaimer at the beginning of this podcast.
Yeah, you just say nay. Nay! Nay. You just scream it louder, and they just have to let you go.
Well,
yeah.
Why are we dealing with horses now?
Good question. Well, up next, we're going to get to this listener active to round out the show.
If you need to listen to a freak accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
Oh, because it says masterpiece, I guess.
Hey, see?
So we asked a question on social media. It was just Facebook, right?
Yeah.
I say it every time. This has been happening more frequently lately, actually, is like the stuff that we've been posting has just randomly resulted in all of these conversations that we've just decided to turn into listener active segments. But that's your motivation to follow us on social media so that your voice can be included and you can become a part of these discussions.
Mm-hmm.
I like these. Especially these spontaneous ones have been a lot of fun.
A little surprise.
Yeah. So what was the question this time?
The question was, what's a song you consider an absolute masterpiece, start to finish, no second of wasted time, every note just in a perfect spot, every word true? I mean, this is giving you a lot of...
Yeah.
Like, you gotta know for sure. And I'll tell you what, we got a lot of answers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I already know the answer, though. It's very easy for me.
Same with me.
Are you going to give your answers first or last?
I don't care.
We can do I mean, I know because I actually responded to our old pal Ian.
Yeah.
Who was a founding member of this podcast.
He was.
Commented Johnny Cash's cover of Hurt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To which I replied, it's not a cover. It's his now. Even Trent Reznor says so. Mm-hmm. And Trent Reznor is on record saying that that song no longer belongs to him. It now belongs to Johnny Cash because whatever Trent did in the writing and production and, you know, a performance of that piece, Johnny Cash took it and made it perfect.
Absolutely.
Yeah. His version of that song
experienced all of that.
Yes.
Yep.
And that's the thing. His version of that song, to me, is arguably the best song of all time.
And I think it was timing, too, because I think his wife just died.
Maybe.
Or shortly like after he made it.
She's in the music video, I know.
Yeah, but it's like a hologram of her. I don't know if that was made with her in it.
No, I think she was there for the shooting anyway.
Well, I think then she died shortly after. Yeah.
Regardless of the fact, it was near the end of his life. But yeah, that is, in my opinion, possibly the best song ever. That I've said before is my desert island song. If I only had one song to ever listen to for the rest of my life, it would be that one. So yeah, very easy answer for me.
Hmm. Well, for me, I mean, Rebecca Black's Friday was close.
What?
You know what? I take back what I said.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. No waste of time. Friday. Got to get down on Friday.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, tell me it's not. But really, the song I think is a masterpiece is Guns N' Roses' November Rain.
Okay.
That is just a perfect... And that's why I hate these soft rock stations that will play the first part only. It's
who
like
does
it's,
that?
A lot of stations do that.
They should be immediately dismissed from the radio.
Yeah, the one pop station, pop, soft rock, I don't know what they do, but they used to play only half the song, the piano part, not the guitar part. I'm like, that song is meant to be full.
That's cause for rioting.
Yes.
These are real problems in our country. Meanwhile, what are you guys out here protesting? Stupid nonsense? I don't know what it is. Minimum wage, that or the other? Unbelievable.
Stop playing half of a great song.
Yeah.
So.
I don't really have an answer. I really don't. Like, I thought about this for a long time, and I just don't.
Again, with the indecisiveness.
Yeah, I can't. It's too much, and also, like, I mean, there's a song I really, really like, but it's a Christmas song, and everybody's going to get mad at me, so I'm...
I don't care.
Dominic the Donkey?
No.
Well, that's a perfect song, too. Masterpiece.
I like
the
song...
I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas?
No, I like Oh Holy Night. That's my favorite Christmas song.
That's a good song.
I don't know why. I just really like the sound of it. It doesn't need to be necessarily like the words. I like the sound of it.
Especially
so.
The Josh Groban version.
I
don't think I've heard that
Sorry,
one.
But... No, so I don't know if that's my answer. It's the only song that I like consistently always am like...
Well,
I just really get emotional
answer.
With that song for some reason, so...
Oh, I'm going to start playing it randomly during the podcast so you cry.
It does make me, like, emotional. I don't
know. My God, that's going to be great.
So, just...
Mine's stupidly obscure, and it's technically not a song.
I figured it would be.
And it's not a song.
Well, then it is a song, but
it's Baz Luhrmann's Sunscreen.
Oh, man.
Poem / song. Okay. But it's by The Neild. It's called Barbie.
Okay. I'm a Barbie girl.
Yeah, no,
in
no.
a Barbie world.
That would have been
but
the most
that's,
ironic
that's
thing.
That's the one thing I can remember that word for word and the cadence, just the way that she delivers it. And she did it live. Like, I used to see this band pretty regularly, and she would do it live, and it was just, like, perfect cadence, the way that she talks about it. It's just, it's very...
Is it set to music?
Sometimes she would play along with it, but it really is more of a speaking piece.
Huh. Interesting. All right.
I like that. That's a cool answer. You guys have very nice answers. I'm proud of all
You're
of you.
You're sucked.
Yeah.
I like Oh Holy Night.
I just like the... I don't know. All right.
Way
let's
to
get
ruin
into
the show.
Let's get into the Facebookers.
Okay.
OMG Becky, If I Ever Lose My Faith in You by Sting. If I ever lose
it's
my
Sting!
Faith in you.
Wrong Sting.
Oh, damn it.
Mike Tabor. I May Get Hate, but Metallica's One.
That's a good song.
That is a great song.
Yeah. And I don't think you'd get hate for that. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's probably, personally, I think that's one of their better songs. That's up there in like the top five easily.
All right, now this next one, there's a little back and forth with multiple people like engaging on this
Ooh.
Song. So I'll go through all of them here. Sierra Banyas, Farewell to Flesh by Ice Nine Kills. Something about that song is so satisfying to me every time I listen. Then L says, the fact that they managed to fit Flight of the Bumblebee into the bridge is just
chef's kiss.
And then Sierra says, the whole composition of this song tickles my fancy every time. Agree with you there. And then L says, did we just become best friends?
What is this? Wait, is that one of those songs on one of their stupid movie albums where like they sing about horror movies that came out?
Well, I mean, that is their whole thing.
It is now. It didn't used to be.
It always was.
No.
Yeah.
They are from my area where I grew up. Like, they were becoming big when I was a teenager.
They did, like, horror-themed, like, lyrics and stuff like that. But, like, now they literally sing about horror movies.
Okay,
like,
gotcha.
They're now singing songs about Freddy Krueger and... Pennywise the Clown and like now it's like just
they've engulfed themselves
in horror. It's a gimmick.
They were always a gimmick.
Well, yeah, but I mean now it's a caricature of a gimmick. It's like something
that's okay.
horrible.
It's fine.
So I don't know what that song's about.
Okay.
They used to be really good though. Now they're just I don't know.
I was never a fan of them.
Really?
No.
John Ibach says Simple Man, Hotel California, and House of the Rising Sun.
You gotta pick one! One! What part about one don't you get?
Which version?
You know what I say? Simple Man, when Brent Smith and Shinedown did it, I think it sounds better.
How's it go?
Yeah, that's one of those
And
where...
I'm a simple...
Oh, yeah.
Kind of man!
You know, the Shinedown version is better than the original.
Yeah, now we're gonna get hate.
I don't care. Let them hate me.
Tom Blensky says American Pie.
Bye, bye. Oh, yeah, I know what the song is.
I wanted to sing it for like a little context.
No, you really didn't have to.
Nancy and Charlie Konarski say, well, actually Nancy says, While My Guitar Gently Weeps by George Harrison.
George Harrison was there's the joke. That all the talented Beatles are dead.
Yeah.
They left this with Ringo and Paul.
George was the best Beatle, and it's not even close.
Yeah.
Christy Joe says Anesthesia by Type O Negative.
I don't know much Type O Negative.
I do know and I like typo negative.
Kara said typo negative. You said it very happy.
I don't know some of these.
I mean, a lot of typo negative is very kind of like dreamy, whimsical. He's got a super deep voice. So, yeah, I could see that being.
Okay. John Nolan says, Helena, My Chemical Romance.
Of course.
I don't know.
Can't stand I don't that like song. It's such an emo anthem.
Yeah, if you're an emo fan, yeah, that's your masterpiece. It is.
Are you confusing emo I used with goth?
No, this is
definitely emo.
I used emo, to sad.
Oh, goth.
Goth,
is
angry, sad.
I used to listen to that song when I was a young boy.
Oh, the Black Parade.
Yeah.
Mary says Head Over Heels by Tears for Fears.
That's Hello Nurse.
Yeah. I said Mary before I said Hello Nurse, and then I was like, uh-oh, do I say the whole thing or do I go back in time and change it to Hello Nurse? So that's
we
why
know
I
what
stopped.
Her name
we'll
is.
We'll change it.
Yeah, that is that is like her, one of her at least all time favorite songs.
Amber Nicole says Crazy on You by Heart.
Because I'm crazy on you.
Oh, actually, you know what song by Heart I really like?
What?
Barracuda.
No.
Barracuda.
Uh-oh. I really like it.
You don't remember it.
Oh, no. Which one is it?
Sure, it's not the one that she just
no,
named?
No, it's not that one. It's oh, no.
Oh, this is great.
I'll find it. Teresa Tressa says Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mm. I mean, you can't argue. That's like, if you had to come up with the perfect musical piece, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real good one.
Okay, that is a good one. Hang on. I'm trying to find my Heart song. Oh, Alone. I love that song by Heart.
I don't know the song.
Yeah,
you really
alone.
Love it.
Till now.
I thought you were going to say The Home of the Brave.
I gotcha. My own. Never really
okay.
Till I
we got
you.
It.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Boom. Okay. Nope. Boom. Nope. Perry Mon. Determination by God Forbid.
God Forbid's a really good band.
The way you said the name, you seem so disgusted with it.
Just all of it together.
That's a deep cut. God Forbid's a great band. I don't remember specifically that song. Well, they were a great band. They're broken up now. Yeah. But,
Joe Cardinal says Brooks and Dunn, You Don't Know Me.
I don't know them. No, I know Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike D says Disturbed, cover of Sounds of Silence.
That's
it is a good cover.
Yeah, yeah. Another one that is far superior to the original.
Yeah.
And damn well
the
near as close.
The story of the original song is crazy too.
Yeah. But that is also damn well near a perfect song too. Mm-hmm. The Dave Draymond version.
And then Robert Vitale says Schism?
Schism by Tool.
Oh, all right. Well,
listen, here's the thing about Tool.
I got
Tool.
Nervous to say that. I thought it was like
there's
a
no gray area with Tool.
No.
You either hate them or you love them.
Yep. Although, here's a fun story for you guys about Tool real quick. Because I find things on TikTok to sing to, like, real quick.
Yeah.
And one of the kids did a cover, not realizing it was a cover. Jeff, a murderer who hates Tool, immediately picked up on it. And I was like, oh, I'm like, I thought we didn't like them.
He hates Tool?
He hates them. Oh, my God, he hates them.
Did I send him that one? It was the Hard Times. It was this guy says, Tool fan can't believe a genius like him is working in a Hot Topic.
Oh, my God.
I think I did show that to him, and I think he said, like, it looks exactly like a Tool fan. Looks like he's smelly and hasn't showered or shaved or anything in months.
So, that was me before I got my haircut today.
Yeah, but I didn't notice.
I say that as somebody like
did
really
we both get our haircut today?
Yes, see both my mohawks.
I say that as somebody who really does enjoy Tool though. Like I really like Tool. That new album was embarrassing, but a lot of their
it
older
took
stuff.
10
really
years good. To make.
Yeah, and it was very obviously like a troll by what's his name. Like
Maynard.
He was very obviously he's like, I'm gonna wait 10 years and then release a turd. Like that was very obviously his goal, and he succeeded. Yeah. That's basically the album. You've heard it once. You've heard it all. So
that's all the stuff that we had on our actual post, the comments. But the post is there. It's not that far down. So if you didn't comment and you're like, you heard these and you're going, oh, no, I have the one. Just throw a comment on there and we'll revisit.
Or freaksitafreakaccident.com, whatever's easier. Mm-hmm. Because that is the website, freakaccident.com. This is the end of the show bit.
Oh, wait. Oh. Do you want me to tell you one good dad joke to end out the show?
Please.
What does Mario? That's how good my jokes
are. I'm already
are.
Laughing.
What is Super Mario dress in? Denim.
What about the elephant one? I like that one.
What elephant one?
The one where how come you never see an elephant hiding in the woods?
How come you never see an elephant hiding in the trees? Because they're so good at it.
That one I like.
So our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And the email, as mentioned, is freaks@afreak...
Whoa!
Afreakaccident.com.
I choked on oxygen. freaks@afreakaccident.com.
It's always killing everybody.
conspiracies.
That's why I spray aerosol.
Yeah, right, smart. So the podcast section has every show we've ever done, now in excess of one episode per day of the year.
Oh!
So you can go and listen to us every day for a year and never get bored. We've also got the Connect section, which has all of our social media links in it. So when we do these listener actives, you can check it out. You can also see fun pictures and stuff that we post from when we're recording, things like that.
Nudes.
Definitely that. Yeah. Our shop has two t-shirts that you can buy for $21.99 plus shipping. There's also an area in there for you to request free stickers. You just got to fill out the form with your address, hit gimme. And we send them to you. It's very simple.
Years down the line.
That's not necessarily true. Sometimes it's months. Sometimes it's just year. Okay? You don't got to be judgmental. but wherever you listen to podcasts, make sure you subscribe to this show and leave us a good review, because subscriptions and good reviews are the thing that basically all podcasts are measured by. So help us get up those charts, and we'll help you by being continually awesome. Yeah. So that Squid Game thing.
No regrets here.
That Squid Game thing is going to get bumped to next week. Also, I've got a thing here. Another listener active? Jesus.
Yeah. We didn't do this. We didn't post it yet, so write this down.
This one I have
For
to pay
Pete's sake,
to.
We got to give these people a break.
No.
We want interaction.
We got to work. You got to work.
Women are naming the weirdest places guys have taken them on a date.
Oh, boy.
So I guess we're asking them to weigh in. Where's the weirdest place somebody took you on a date?
I mean, this could be for men, too.
It could be. Yeah.
Yeah. Where was your weirdest date?
Yeah.
All right. And when I wrote it down, my phone auto-corrected it to, here's the weirdest place someone took you on a date. So
write it like that.
I'm going to post that, and you'll know what it means.
Just copy-paste. Only those on the inside will know. So make sure you subscribe, and you can be back here to enjoy that lovely content in the next new episode. And we'll be there live as Carrie gets her back adjusted, and we'll see who has to eat
Siminiminim.
Go Eagles. For a freak accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Sucks.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.